Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we've got Chief Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy of Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Hey, Chief, happy 4th of July, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy Independence Day. We indeed have a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
Absolutely. And it's also a good reminder, you know, just like we talked to Ryan Jenkins last hour, farmers work on the 4th of July and cops work on the 4th of July because you work the days of the year that you need to work, right?
That's right. We're out there protecting and serving every day. We can't take a day off from that. But we certainly want everybody to have a good, safe time today and just remember what the holiday's all about.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about fireworks today, just because it is a relatively new law that in the state of Florida on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and the 4th of July, ordinary fireworks that are illegal most of the time, things that make sound and blow up, are actually legal today, right?
That's correct. They are legal today. They were not yesterday, and they will not be tomorrow. I just want to remind some folks, and people in my neighborhood probably need some reminding of that. You know, it's not yesterday and not tomorrow, but for today, they are indeed legal. So we want everybody to have a good time, but be careful. Some of the things that have not historically been legal that now are were illegal because they're dangerous, and you know, you need to be sober and you need to be vigilant when you're using them, and just be careful.
And every year, all around the country, you know, people hurt themselves and hurt others on the 4th of July with recreational fireworks. It's, you know, we joke about this and we all like to do it, but look, you know, they are dangerous, and that's the reason why they are illegal 362 days of the year, right?
That's correct. And you know, we always kind of joke that today is the last day some people are going to have 10 fingers. And that's a very poignant reminder that these things are dangerous and they can change your life.
And it's important, but also important to know what, you know, I bet you guys get a lot of calls because people don't know the difference between fireworks and gunshots, and that you get a lot of calls to try to figure out which is which. But especially today when people are doing them legally, it's hard to know, because other days at least you can, you know, you can show up and either way it's going to be something for you to investigate, right?
That's correct, you know, and we ask that people really use some common sense. It never ceases to amaze me that on the 4th of July and on New Year's Eve, when revelers are all across the state of Florida are shooting off fireworks, somebody feels the need to call and say that they know what gunshot sounds like. Now, it was definitely gunshots. You know, fireworks are going to be going on tonight, and unless you have some reason to believe that something violent has taken place, there's no real need to report that noise.
And by the way, I do want to give you credit on your Facebook page for the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. You have a really good informative, you know, what you can and what you cannot, and a good reminder of all of this information. That's why I wanted to bring it up. One of the other things that I want to talk with you about briefly is the loud music law that just went into effect on Friday. People may not have even known this was coming. For some reason, this slipped past me too, but there is now a law on the books in the state of Florida. It's what? Is it 25 feet away from your car you can't hear the music? Is that right?
My understanding is 25 feet, yes, sir.
So,
you know, it's a good reminder for folks to be considerate. Just because you like a certain type of music doesn't mean the motoring public needs to hear it. Keep your music at a safe and enjoyable level, and nobody should have any problems with that.
Have you guys been enforcing that even yet this weekend, or do you know?
I don't have any numbers, so I don't know if any citations have been written as of yet, but I can look into that and find out.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I know it's early, and I know that a lot of times y'all are going to warn people in the beginning anyway, because a new law is, you know, people have to adapt to even being aware that it's on the books, for sure. You guys have had a couple of incidents over the weekend, right?
Well, we did. We had a kind of a disconcerting disturbance Saturday night. Our deputies were dispatched to a family disturbance in a Navarre neighborhood. We got a report of a teenage male battering his sister. So almost immediately upon the arrival of our deputies, the suspect began threatening them and behaving pretty aggressively. So as they attempted to take him into custody, he reacted violently and ultimately wound up biting both of the deputies fairly substantially. They were able to get him under control, but not before each sustained some injuries from being bitten by this subject. So both our deputies were taken to a local emergency room and treated for minor injuries, but you know, that's, you know, just another good reminder of how these types of incidents can you know, unfold when our deputies show up on scene. So fortunately, nobody was seriously injured.
Yeah, but getting bitten isn't exactly what they're hoping to have happen that day. So that's, man. And you guys also had a fentanyl seizure?
Yeah, we did, you know, and fentanyl is an incredibly concerning drug that's going on right now because a lot of people are dying from it. But a early Friday morning traffic stop, our deputies recovered about 40 grams of fentanyl. So three subjects were arrested, and that dangerous stuff was taken off the street.
Wow, that's a lot, too. Okay, so, well, I mean, good work. And you guys still have to go through all these protocols to make sure that it's safe and not get it on yourselves and, I mean, and all that stuff. Last thing I just wanted to give a second for you to give a shout-out is Escambia County Sheriff's just had somebody return from the FBI Training Academy, and y'all are sending somebody up there, right?
We sure are. I believe next week, Captain Jackson is scheduled to attend the 283rd session of the FBI National Academy. We are super proud of him, all the things he's done and all the things he's going to do. But the National Academy is a 10-week professional development course, and I have no doubt that Captain Jackson and the Sheriff's Office are going to benefit tremendously from him being there.
Outstanding. Well, I know it'll be a great learning opportunity, and you know, for the agency to have that under your belt, it's going to be fantastic. Do you have other? I don't know. Do you have other people that have graduated from that academy?
We have over the history of the sheriff's office. We've had several, but myself and Sheriff Johnson are the only two that are still here.
Okay.
Everybody else is retired.
Well, that's what I was curious about, because I know, you know, Sheriff and Chief Deputy in Escambia, and I'm glad to hear Sheriff and Chief Deputy in Santa Rosa, same thing. That's a real high level of accomplishment. So very, very impressive that both agencies now will have three and at the highest levels, too. So cool. Well, Shane, always a good time to talk to you. Thank you so much for the information. Thanks to your folks keeping us safe, especially on a holiday like this, but all the time. Chief Deputy Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker, sir, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.